Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
And in studio right now, we have singer-songwriter Roisin O.
Hey,
and
girls.
My very first thing is, do you have a fun fact to share with us?
Well, I was thinking of this earlier, and I think it was the Spice Girls. Their original name was Touch.
Stop. I didn't Touch. Know this.
Spice Girls is way cooler, though.
Oh my gosh, because it's way cooler.
Roz, I'm really sorry, but I think Roisin's fact might actually be better than the facts you've brought me so far.
But fine, Roisin,
they're
you can
all
stay in
my
studio.
Own.
You're going to be here till three now. Welcome
Great,
to the show.
I can do it.
So Roisin, you are here because you've just released your new single, which is
yes.
called Chris Pratt. We love it here on 2FM.
Thank you.
But why did you pick the name? Because obviously we know Chris Pratt is an actor.
Yeah, so obviously I've been a huge Chris Pratt fan. I love him as an actor. I suppose the first guy I fell in love with, I thought looked just like Chris Pratt.
God, so. You hit the jackpot with that. Didn't you?
Although yeah, I think so.
Although you did say, I thought he looked like Chris Pratt. Now looking back, are you like, wow, I had love goggles on.
No,
he did not look like Chris
no,
Pratt.
No, I still think he looks like Chris
okay.
Pratt. I think he does. I just don't want to be like, someone else might see him and be like, that just looks nothing like Chris Pratt. But I think he does. Like Guardians
love.
Of the Galaxy era. You know,
that line is in the eye of the beholder. Now, obviously, Chris Pratt was a lot of people's celeb crush growing
yeah.
up. Who was yours?
Do you know who I used to love? Angel from Buffy and the Vampire
oh, yes,
Slayer.
Yes.
Oh, I was that was like my yes. first when I was like 11.
Yeah.
And Stephen Gately also.
Yes.
Because I thought it was way cooler to fancy him than Ronan.
Yeah.
My sister used to be the biggest Stephen Gately fan. And when we were kids, like she's a few years younger than me, when we were kids, she asked me how her baby's made. So I told her that if you sit on the toilet and you think of a boy, that's how you get pregnant.
Wow.
Like, obviously, I was so young, I didn't really know how babies are made back then. And she burst into tears and I was like, what's wrong? She was like, I think I might be pregnant with Stephen Gately's baby.
Oh my God.
So every time somebody says Stephen Gately, I'm like, oh.
He was also my celeb crush growing up.
No,
was
he?
Oh, I love Stephen Gately.
I loved
yeah.
him.
I was
and
more...
he was the better singer. Oh, sorry, that's controversial. That's why I love
Ronan,
him.
I know you're listening right now. It's okay.
Don't worry, we love you too. Mine was
yes,
Shane.
Yes, I actually do love Ronan too.
So the new song, you wrote it with your brother Danny and
Indeed.
With Lara from All Twins. But
yeah.
I know you do a lot with the Coronas and yourself and Danny seem to be very close. But what's it like working with your brother and like songwriting with your brother?
It's actually really good. People are always like trying to be like, so do you argue? Do you get annoyed at each other? But he's such a good songwriter and really open to me. He thinks I'm great, which makes me feel really great. Like he's actually, yeah, he's very good like to write music with. It just pours out of him and he's really receptive to everything that I do, especially if we're writing for my songs. He's like, this is your song, what do you want to do? Where it's the other way around, if I'm writing a Corona song with him, he's like, nah, don't like that idea, I want this, you know, because it's his.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but no, he's really great and really open, and yeah, he's a good brother and everybody wants the goss about if he's not or if we're arguing about something. But yeah, no, it's very Brady Bunch, unfortunately.
Oh, so you're telling that. Us Danny is just basically your biggest hype man.
He is my biggest hype man, yeah.
Oh.
He hypes me more than I hype myself, for sure.
There you go. So speaking about collaborators, putting your brother aside, sorry Danny, but who would be your dream collaborator?
Oh,
like it could be songwriting,
so
it could be singing with or producing.
I think for songwriting, because I do find I write way better when I'm in a room with another songwriter, because I have certain things that I do well and then I sort of depend on other people for other things. But like there's so many great, particularly female songwriters. Like I grew up loving Joni Mitchell, who's her 80th birthday
yeah.
like this week, so I'm a huge fan of her. But then also like I've always been a huge fan of Taylor Swift and I love her songwriting and I love the way she tells stories in her songs. And then like even closer to home, like Hozier, I would absolutely love that as well. I love Andrew, he's the best. So.
You could just
so
all
many.
Get together as one like big super group
yeah.
and write a song together.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Taylor, Hozier, Roisin O.
Track of the week,
Joe,
please. How long would it take you to write a song like Chris Pratt though? I'm always kind of curious about that.
Yeah, that was like, everyone is different. That actually came about quite quickly. Lara had sent Danny this little loop that you hear at the start of the song, which sort of got us rolling on the song in general. Danny put some chords down. And I went away and wrote that line, you're playing Madonna in the kitchen because you know every word of what it feels like for a girl. And I was sort of writing it half tongue in cheek because that was the first thing that came to mind. And I was like, oh, I'll rewrite these later. Mm. And my own Chris Pratt in the kitchen, I was completely writing it tongue in cheek. And Danny was like, no, that's great. You have to keep all that in. I was like, really? Isn't that too cheesy? He's like, no, it's honest. And yeah, I think that's what sort of hits people the most about it.
So before we go and play Chris Pratt, live tours, are you playing anywhere? What can we look forward to?
I'm actually heading to Australia next week, yeah, on Wednesday, and I'm opening for the Kronas on their Australian tour.
Amazing.
Over there. Yeah, so I'm super
so
buzzed
cool.
about that. And then I'm home and straight into my own two shows, Wexford on the 2nd of December in the Crown Live, and my biggest Dublin show ever on December 7th in the Academy.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm
and can people get
buzzing.
Tickets
yes,
still for
Ticketmaster.
Okay,
yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, Roisin, have the best time
thank
in
so
Australia.
Much.
Like, I think I'm so jealous of you right now. And best luck with the gigs. And thank you so much for coming
thank
in for the
chat. Thank you for having me. Such great chats.
This is Roisin Ohnow with her brand new single. It's called Chris Pratt.
Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.